and welcome back to the Uni Melbourne Student Life Podcast, exploring the misconceptions, realities, and developments in careers for our students in the Faculty of Medicine, Dentistry, and Health Science. My name's Dan Revez. I'm a third-year biomedicine student, and today I'm joined by my co-host, Andy Sito, and a fantastic guest who I'll let Andy introduce.
Dr. Susanna is a senior lecturer at the Melbourne School of Health Sciences and the Department of Nursing.
Albert Zhang completed a Bachelor of Science in Mathematical Physics and is currently studying a Juris Doctor graduate law degree.
So Gemma is lead of clinical programs in the Department of Audiology and Speech Pathology.
Today we're sitting down with Jenny Keller, who's a current PhD candidate at the University of Melbourne, specialising in neuroscience.
Dr. Lau is a senior research fellow at the Department of General Practice.
Claire Baxter completed her Bachelor's in Arts and Science in Melbourne, a Master's degree in Sports and Exercise in Queensland, and in 2015 was the performance psychologist for Team PNG in the Pacific Games, and is a three-time Muay Thai world champion. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Did you know that this was something that you always wanted to do, or was there a particular event that sparked your interest in this view?
Were there any particular people that influenced you to have that kind of view? Or where do you think that came from?
Would you have any advice for some students who don't exactly know what they want to do or what they're interested in?
For anyone that is interested in some of the topics you've mentioned today, how would you suggest that they get involved? And also, how do you think that this area is going to develop in the future? So you're currently involved in establishing the new academic advising program for the university. Could you tell us a little bit about that and what students can expect from that program? So just to start out, is a speech therapist the same thing as a speech pathologist? And could you explain a little bit about what your job involves?
Just from the perspective of this program, which is peer mentoring, would you have any, or did you have any mentors along the way that sort of guided you in the direction that you took?
Is that the path that you took? You came in with the idea of what you wanted to do and you knew that was something you always wanted to do in this area and work in this area?
You really don't know what life will throw at you. I gave you my own example. You know, I was set on having a dual role and have kind of a two-arm career, clinical career, be a clinician, but also be an academic and researcher. But that all went down the drain when I was faced with troubles associated with the Civil War. So don't get stressed. Try it out and don't think that a couple of years down the track, if you are not passionate about this and if you think that was the wrong choice, don't regret it. At least you tried and at least you know what you don't want to do for the next 35 and 40 years of your professional career.
And not just seeing them as kind of, oh, they're a teacher, I'm a student, I should learn from them kind of thing. But, you know, to put them, to sort of not alienate them as much, but actually be like, oh, these are people in my community that have a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom for me to sort of talk to about. I should make the most of those relationships.
But you can get these little bursts where you see somebody go from not being able to do something to being able to do something. And because it's just such a fundamental part of life, being able to communicate, people find a lot of joy in that, and it's a real joy to work in the area.
I think the more everyone just shares their stories and normalizes the idea of pathways changing, especially for students in biomed, is just so important, because we're all on our own little journeys. Like I said, as cliche as that is, we got to just work out what works best for us. And I'm happy to help with that if I can.
Maybe my main takeaway is to be open. You know, I'm very bad actually predicting what the most important moments of my life are. I shouldn't close off those opportunities. I shouldn't close off all those different areas. I should, be very kind of open to everything. And, that way I can capture everything that's really great about the world again. Yes.
Yeah. When I talk to some of my mentees, in my biomed, I came to realize that some of them have chosen biomed because they don't really know. They know they want to study something in health, and they don't really know the field they want to go. So they pick up the subject or the courses so that their options will be wide open for them. And so later, when they are able to determine where their interest lies, it will not be so difficult for them to go into that. And so I think programs like this, where we get to share our experiences for other people to learn from, will help people to be able to tailor their interest and then know what to study and what to do when the time comes for them to make those decisions.
If you're interested in finding out more about careers in science, mentoring, how to get where you want to be, and many more resources, check out the Uni Melbourne Student Life Podcast on your preferred podcast platform And stay tuned for updates on the MDHS Student Life website.